Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for waiting. Welcome to the audio conference of Sanepar for the earnings call of the first quarter of 2021. This presentation may contain forward-looking statements regarding Sanepar's business prospects, estimates of operating and financial results, and growth prospects. These are only projections, and as such, are based solely on Sanepar's management expectation regarding the future of the business and its continued access to capitals in order to finance the company's business plan. Forward-looking statements are no guarantee of performance. Such forward-looking statements substantially depend on changes in market conditions, governmental rules, the performance of the industry, and the Brazilian economy, among other factors, in addition to the risks presented in the disclosure documents filed by Sanepar, and therefore subject to change without prior notice. All participants will only hear the presentation. Once the presentation is done, we will start with a Q&A at 30 minutes. We give the floor to the Financial Director, Abel Demetri.
Good morning. Thank you, Juliana. We have our Director, Tax Director, Fabiano Queiroz, the Investor Relations, also Director João Carlos, Director of Operations, and the team of Investor Relations. We will have more people joining our teleconference, our earnings call. Let's talk about the first quarter. Page three. We can see the quarter highlights. First quarter 2020 in comparison to 2021, there is a drop of 1.6% in the net revenue, a growth of EBITDA of 0.3%, and a net profit decrease of 3.7%. In terms of water connections, plus 19,800 additional ones and more than 19,000 sewage connections. We had a growth of 22.7% increase in investments, 211 million-250 million, comparison of the first quarters 2021 and 2020. Service index, water 100%, sewage 76.9% in the first quarter of 2021. EBITDA went from 520 million to 522.7 million. If you're comparing first quarters 2020, 2021, debentures 11th issue, we captured 500 million reais, mainly Banco Bradesco, Banco BBVA, in a series of 8 years. Now, let's go to page four. Measured volume. The operating result, well, water measured volume had a drop of 5.8%. For sewage, there is a drop in 5.1%. We closed the quarter of 23.6%, and the operational efficiency, the liters connection per day, is 217.1 in comparison to 235.5 in 2020. 7.8% variation. Let's talk about the drought in the state of Paraná. Page five. On the left, we can see the anomalies in rainfall in Paraná state in millimeters of rain. There was a reduction in the rainfall activity. As you can see, March was a better month for the metropolitan region of Curitiba, and regardless of that, we didn't get the average, which was 28 millimeters. Page seven. Let's talk about the reservoir levels. We have 60.79% on average Irai 50%, Pasa 1 60%, Irapuá 1 57%, and Irapuá 2 94%. When we look at the same period between March of 21 and March of 20, there is a variation, as you can see on the slides. The good news is that in May, comparing to May 2020, we are above in terms of percentage comparison, in terms of volume. And we have 44.7%, which is 10 percentage points higher than the previous year. Then we have the works ongoing. So there's a greater volume of water available at the reservoirs. Performance indicators. Page 8, we have the covenants. We're going to close 2020. If you compare it to 21, let's talk about the net debt adjusted EBITDA, 1.38% variation. Well, the index 1.38, I apologize. And the net financial expense coverage index, 9.74. The EBITDA is above 1.5. Well, it's actually 1.44 for 21. In terms of indebtedness, we have on page 9, the covenants and ratio. In 21, in the debt level, 48.4%. In comparison to 2020, 48.8%. ROIC, 11.5%. ROE, 14%. EBITDA margin, 42.6% in 21. Let's talk about the net revenue. Page 10. We reached, in the first quarter, 1,226,000,000 reais. A variation of 1.6% below the comparison to the first quarter of 2020. We have to take into consideration that in 2020, we had the very localized stoppages in the water service. So we're comparing a quarter of 21 with COVID and a drought that we had to install the turnover system. However, EBITDA and EBITDA margin, we can see 523 million, a high of 0.3% higher than 2020, which was 521 million. The EBITDA, we can see a reduction of 3.7% in net profit over the net margin, and the EBITDA impact minus 3%. We had the reduction here in the quarter in comparison to 2020 on the EBITDA margin, EBITDA impact. It was 704 for the first quarter of 21, 725 in comparison to 2020. Financial performance, cash generation, and EBITDA conversion. We can see 344 million net debt and leverage 1.4 times. The would have to be below the covenant of 3 times. We can see the debt, total debt, 4.1 billion. Weighted average cost debt of, the total debt, the cash and equivalents is 1.3 billion, net debt 2.7 billion, and the net debt in 2020, 2.8 billion. You can see the variation. The weighted average cost debt in the first quarter of 21 in comparison to the full year of 2020, you can see there is no variation. CAPEX, it's 22.7% variation. We got to 259 million. 44% for water, 42% sewage, and 12% others. Income statement on page 12. Let's see the costs comparing to the first quarter of 2020. The net revenue, there is a variation of 1.6%. The first readjustment, you can see that we applied it, the readjustment from February 5th onwards. We estimate that we are only seeing half of the results here. Let's see materials. There is a reduction of 4.8%, as you can see, because of a drop in maintenance, mechanics, treatment, water treatment, so on and so forth. There is a positive impact in the costs of the first quarter of 2021. Third-party services, an increase of 2.4%. We have some positive results, and with the technical services, we have a little bit of growth. We are 2.4% higher than the first quarter of 2020. Another item, we can see the environmental and fiscal expenses, 47 million, in comparison to 20 million in the first quarter. Here, we recognize a loss, which on a legal suit, a reclassification of the probability of environmental loss of 26.3 million, and also some labor issues. Well, we had the variation on the financial expenses and revenues, 4.8%. The interest rates go up. Other costs and expenses, variation of 23.1%, mainly given the records of 2020. And here we are talking about the consortium. We had a comparator base that was much higher. Page 13, adjusted EBITDA with the non-manageable items. 522.7 million of EBITDA, non-manageable items, electricity, treatment material, and fees and charges. Adjusted EBITDA with non-manageable items is 528.1%. Page 14, balance sheet, net debt, little variation, 0.2% variation in comparison to the closing 2020. Operational working capital, an increase, 372,496 million, a high of 33%. And well, we are talking about contractors and salaries. And we registered it in the accounting standpoint in 2020, but we still haven't seen the results in 2021. So our working capital turnover, 37 days. Page 15. Operational activities. We are generating cash of 344 million. We are consuming here the cash flow investments activity, 258 million, mainly third parties. Financing activities, you can see 364 million reais in comparison to 202 in 2020. We have loans and we have financing payments, leasing payments, and other variations, as you can see on the slide. And our cash went from 574, the increase and decrease in the cash, we are going to see 515 million in comparison to 450 million. We have to take into consideration COVID, and this is very important. These are the numbers for the first quarter, 2020. We have our director, our investor director as well, taking part. And I would like to inform you that the external commission for investigation that was subcontracted by the company for the Radiopatrulla Integração issue. They concluded their reports. We did not receive any financial impacts. The recommendation on the governance are being implemented, either fully implemented or they will be implemented in the near future. This is the first quarter of 2021. We can start with the Q&A. Now we will start the questions and answers session. We'll only be done via telephone. If you have any questions, please type *9. First question. Carolina Carneiro from Credit Suisse. Two questions. First, could you comment a little bit more on the situation, water situation? I know you have one slide on the drought on the state of Paraná. We have the decree of the emergency, but I just want to know what the company can do from now and what would be the critical points. And are we going to have an intense rotation? Should this continue? Second question, cost performance. A good performance. Could you share if we are going to consider the new costs and the incentive on the retirement? Thank you, Carolina, for the question. I'm going to let the Environmental and Social Action Director to comment your question. Good morning to everyone. First of all, an overview. Compared to 1 year ago, it's June 1st of last year. We have reserves of 38 to 40% in the reservoirs. We're getting close to 55% now. So our reserves in general, we're in a very comfortable situation. There is another sign that is very positive. The Meteorology Institutes, they tell us that effectively the drought is losing its strength and they should not be so preponderant, which means that we will still have rains on average, or maybe even at the end of winter, higher than average. Therefore, we must understand that any other action to reduce or affect the rotation it's not going to change. The rotation will not change. We had a good month in April, in April it was better, I apologize, and in May it's getting better. Therefore, we are now going to implement a rougher rotation, and there might be normalization over the next few months. If you realize this decree is valid for 3 months, because we understand that the water crisis and the meteorologic background is getting better. We have to replenish our reservoirs in the metropolitan region of Curitiba and the volume of the rivers. This decree is limited to these two regions. Meteorologically speaking, we can see our positive future. Thank you. Can I compliment? Hello, Carolina. I am Claudia. Now, complimenting what Julio said, we haven't stopped. Regardless of the climate issue, The work that has been done with the population of the conscious and rational use of water. We, last week, have talked to Petrobras to use a reservoir that they have, and they are available. 200 liters of water per second. What does that mean? Servicing 80,000 people a day. 40 to 50 days, we will start to use this water. Another big public work, the transposition of Capivari River. Chuiray. This will be ready in September. And we will service another 300,000 people a day. There are many things that are not public. And we have some more information. We will do another reservoir of another 9 billion at a very short term. So the company and another project that is big that we divided in two. One will deal with Curitiba and the metropolitan region from all the region, and another one that will deal with the partnerships at the interior of the state with Itaipu. And we will increase this overarching arch with the support of Itaipu. Taking into consideration all of this issue, but looking at the medium and long term, we understand that on the short term, this will be stabilized, but we cannot be stagnant. So we're looking for operations on the medium to short term. Thank you. Now, to complement, item two. How recurrent this base will be. We have the company, and we can see the costs. Here, the benefit. We can see that there is a smaller volume. There is a reduction in the cost, and the company has made a big effort. Using this issue of the market. And we are concerned that the electric energy this has been announced at a national policy. There is an increase in the electric bill. For the entire year of 2021, we have other issues, legal issues, legal discussions. Less predictable. And then we are trying to fight this increase in cost. So to do a question, to ask a question, please type star 9. To ask a question or a comment, please type asterisk 9. Remember, to ask a question or a comment, please type asterisk 9. Should you type any questions, please type asterisk 9. If you want to ask any questions, please type star 9. If you'd like to ask a question, please type asterisk 9. If you'd like to ask a question, please type asterisk 9. If you'd like to ask a question, please type asterisk 9. If you want to ask a question, please type asterisk 9. If you'd like to ask a question or comment, please type asterisk 9. Next question is from Tel Chris. Please. Good morning. I would like to know, since Cenepar is listed, there is a government of Paraná which has most of the shares. Now, why don't they defend the interests of the minor shareholders against the impositions of the big of the government of Paraná and other AGEPAR? And they do not fulfill the contracts and changes the readjustment. And the readjustment is much higher. And the management doesn't do anything. Thank you for the question. AGEPAR is the regulatory agency in the state of Paraná in regards to the readjustments. And there was a reduction, but the reduction is being compensated in the second phase. And we have the change of the IPCA and IGPM index. And we have a change of IPCA, IGPM. AGEPAR went back and they are fulfilling the request of the company, and that, well, we cannot say that in regards to the readjustment there has been any readjustment. AGEPAR concluded in 21, the first page, and we are working to conclude the second phase of the 2022 of the program approved by AGEPAR. The company is undergoing a bid to evaluate the base. And we understand that the company will always seek the interest of the company. And when we conclude the second RTP, we are doing everything in the methodology that was the object of the public consultation. And it's always based on the technical notes. Without the reduction of the interest of the company. We are attentive to any movement that might not represent the interest of the company and the shareholders, of course. If you'd like to ask a question, please type star 9. Well, one more question. Sonepar is one of the companies that had a bigger drop of SAPRI 11, and SAPRI 4 was one of the highest of the stock exchange, and now we have a full-blown drop. I would like you to, well, investor relations, to have worked with the analyst explaining these government interferences in the regulatory agency and showing that you are doing, that the analysts are not indicating the shares. What they're saying is leave Sonepar, and I don't want to leave. So I ask that you work with the analyst explaining that you're on the side of the shareholders. Here, we don't differentiate any shareholder. Of course, the shares of the company in the year of 2020 had a drop due to the water crisis. We provide water, and we've gone through a water crisis, a drought. We have 3 degrees of water crisis. Well, we had COVID as well due to this issue. And the company understands. We believe that the drought will pass given the great investment in infrastructure, over 132 million. So we had a drop regarding to that. But should we keep this share? And this is important for looking at the beginning of the year. Sorry, my last interruption. The share dropped because of the interference of Sonepar and the government. It wasn't the drought. It might be the excuse that you're using. I talked to 8 analysts. Credibility. That's the problem. We know that the drought is passing, but the interference is not. So I would like to, well, Sonepar to not accept these orders. I know that you're public government employees, but that you implement justice or just credibility. Mr. Tao, good morning. Well, first of all, you should see the relevant facts by the company. And here we demonstrated that effectively, that we are not here at the service of one or another. We are at the service of everybody. So the shares, the shareholder A or B has to follow the publication. So please follow up our movement. And there are no excuses. It's the biggest drought of the 100 region in 100 years in the region. And this is not an excuse. It's not an excuse. We've got now to 55% of all of our reservoirs. This is a historic fact. The main products of the company are not shares, but the water that we capture, treat, and distribute. And this is the preponderant factor. There might be losses, and we are working with everyone. Remember, should you ask any questions or comment, please type *9. Should you want to ask a question, please type star 9. If you'd like to ask a question, please type asterisk 9. If you'd like to ask a question, please type asterisk 9. If you'd like to ask a question, please type star 9. If you'd like to ask a question, please type asterisk 9. If you'd like to ask a question or a comment, please type asterisk 9. We had a drop in our connection, but we are currently available for Q&A. If you'd like to ask a question, please type asterisk 9. If you'd like to ask a question, please type asterisk 9. If you'd like to ask a question, please type that right side. If you'd like to ask a question, please type asterisk 9. If you'd like to ask a question, please type asterisk 9. Next question from Marcos Cabineiro from CL4 Capital. I have two questions. How is the connections on water throughout these months of April and May? Second question would be capital structure. How can we see the payout of the net debt dividends? Thank you. Thank you for the question. Facing the drought, we appeal to the population. The metropolitan region and the southeastern region region of the state, so that there is a reduction of costs. Of course, with the reduction of, here there is a drop, and there we end up having the progressive drought in the volumes. So this affects the company as a whole. We continue with this policy until the crisis is, well, passes. And now we have federal regulations. For example, the norms and the standards, quality in service, and we will launch the economic capacity. We are not evaluating the repurchasing of the shares, so we can go through this issue on, and then we can take actions on the long term and other transactions. And we expect that a regulation for 2022 will remunerate the invested capital. That's our day-to-day lesson. If you'd like to ask a question, please type *9. Remember, should you want to ask a question or a comment, please type *9. If you'd like to ask a question, please type *9. If you'd like to ask a question, please type star nine. If you'd like to ask a question, please type star nine. We close the Q&A session. We give the floor to Abel Demetrio for his final statements. In the name of Sanepar, we thank you for taking part in another earnings call. Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you. The earnings call of Sanepar is closed. Thank you for your participation.